The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
I'm going to spend about 20 seconds on this. I have no interest at all in Donald Sterling's statement that he's not a racist, and the things he said are, you know, it was a horrible, horrible, horrible mistake. As one who has made a horrible, horrible, horrible public mistake and apologized for it, but realized what I did was really stupid and wrong, I don't know what to make of that. He was caught in a private moment and seemed to be saying what he really felt. And I think he did more harm. Let me say this. I think he did more harm than good by talking. And I think the very compelling legal issue here is his wife has an ownership stake in the Clippers. How can you make her divest? I think it's going to be a fascinating, fascinating legal debate. I am going to talk about Michael Sam later in the show. I want to take just a very brief amount of time and talk about the Packers draft. It's getting generally good grades. You can't evaluate a draft until 5 years later. You just can't. Because then you see what happened with those players. Everything is just opinion and speculation at this point. There are some things that are being said with which I disagree. That none of the rookies will have an immediate impact. Haha, Clinton Dix almost certainly will. And I think it's going to be a profound one. Beyond that, it is hard to say. They drafted a number of receivers. They finally ended their Badger drought and drafted receiver Jared Aberderis, who I think is going to be very interesting to see if he catches on with the team. He didn't have a great quarterback in college in Wisconsin. I think Aberderis might surprise people. It seemed to me that the Packers overcompensated and didn't draft Badgers players. First time the Packers have drafted three wide receivers since 2000. Well, you can see Thompson wanted to reload the wagon for Aaron Rodgers, despite the needs at the various defensive positions. It seems as though they've just overcompensated at times and didn't want to draft a Badger. They didn't want to be accused of being homers. And they've let, I think, some pretty good players go. You've seen that over the years. It'll be very interesting to see how Aberderis works out for the Packers. I think I like the pick. As I said, I think, you know, with a all-world quarterback that he's going to have and with the organization that he has, I think he might surprise. I want to start here. Now, on Friday, I didn't really do anything about Mother's Day. In fact, I even forgot to wish moms a happy Mother's Day. So a belated happy Mother's Day to moms everywhere. This topic takes up a couple of theses. One, that you can't celebrate something that everybody doesn't get in on. In other words, if any small segment of the population might be excluded, you can't celebrate something. But we can celebrate very small sections of the community, of society. We have to bend over backwards to celebrate Michael Sam, but you can't celebrate others if a small group is excluded. By the way, Aberderis is the first Badger to be drafted by the Packers since offensive lineman Bill Ferrario back in the fourth round in 2001. So it's been as long as I thought. So even though something covers a large swath of the population, if it excludes a small slice of the population, then you can't do it. This is a piece written by someone called Molly Hemingway. I don't know who she is. It's at the website called The Federalist. Here's the title of this blog post. Mother's Day is the worst. That is the name of this. Mother's Day is the worst. If you haven't been paying attention to your calendar, reminder emails, or nonstop TV ads, let me be the first to tell you that Mother's Day is on Sunday. She wrote this on Friday. This is also, as it happens, the worst holiday of the year. Here's the other thesis, I think. The one is, again, you can't celebrate something that doesn't affect everybody. And two, that Mother's Day isn't really motherhood isn't worth celebrating anymore. One, it can be super cruel. Mother's Day was never a big deal in our house growing up. We usually just celebrated it by thanking Mom for giving birth to us and raising us. But some time ago, a friend of mine told me that at her church, a family had bought flowers to give to mothers as they walked out of services. This is a lovely idea to honor the wonderful work that mothers do. But it can be incredibly difficult for women, like my friend, who have just miscarried a child and are distraught about it. Given how commonplace infertility is and how uncomfortably painful it is to endure, it's almost a guarantee that some rah-rah motherhood fest will hurt women we love. Is that true? Yes. Does that mean that we should not celebrate motherhood in this way? That churches shouldn't celebrate motherhood? Because it's hurtful to some people? Churches seem to be the primary location for this well-intentioned humiliation. Pastor Michael Schauerman says that attending church on this particular Sunday is often an exercise in frustration, woe, even great shame brought on the absence of longed-for children. He has some advice for pastors. Remember that a part of your flock have received from the Lord the blessed vocation of motherhood, whether their children are biological or adopted. In the prayers of the church, rejoice with them, give thanks to God for them, and ask God to help them raise up these gifts from Him faithfully. But remember too that many in your flock, whom you may or may not be aware of, have not received the gift of children from God, and they be longing for that gift. Please be sensitive to them. Two, and not just for the infertile. I absolutely love being a mother and am blessed to have the world's best mom. But I also have friends who were abandoned by their mothers at a young age, or who, due to struggles with drugs or alcohol, lost custody of their children, or maybe they feel tremendous guilt over the abortion they had. I have friends with adult children from whom they're estranged, and friends whose adult children have died. And I have friends who don't even know if they're fertile or not because they've never found a suitable partner for childbearing. For them, this could be a 24-hour reminder of perceived or real failure. Then there's this one. Jason is just champing at the bit over there. Three, it's mostly celebrated by ungrateful amateurs. In the same way that only the most poorly trained people are all boozing it up on New Year's Eve or St. Patrick's Day, much of Mother's Day is about the people who know at the least about the holiday's meaning being its most exuberant practitioners. By this, I mean that it's mostly celebrated by the people who do a bad job of showing appreciation to their moms the previous 364 days out of the year. How the hell does she know that? How does she possibly, and then she spends the rest of this on that. Mother's Day is the worst holiday of the year because it's hurtful to women who have been unable to become mothers. It's hurtful to people who've had bad moms. And most people, it's just a way to be a rotten kid 364 days out of the year and then make it up on one day. Now, is that last one true for some people? Of course it is. This is a poorly disguised way to attack something that celebrates motherhood, in my opinion. Now, I understand that. Okay, I understand some of the points she's making, but does anyone ever say that about Valentine's Day? Isn't Valentine's Day the worst of the year for people who don't have a significant other in their life and have never had a significant other in their life, want a significant other in their life, want to be married, or what about people who have had a horrible divorce? Should we not celebrate Valentine's Day because of them? This is the same logic that goes into why we shouldn't celebrate Columbus Day, because some people have a problem with it. What vocation on the planet deserves more celebration than motherhood? Yes, there are some who get it wrong. There are some who get fatherhood wrong. There are no perfect moms and dads, at least not in the flesh and blood. There are no perfect moms and dads. So we shouldn't celebrate the people who bring us into this world? This is just another effort to tear down an institution that is so important to civil society. Yeah, there are bad moms. Yeah, there are people. Oh, that wasn't intentional. Do you think I did that on purpose? Bending over backwards? Backwards. Bending over backwards to celebrate Michael Sam. Backward. Never mind. Backwards. Backwards. Jeez. Jason's surprised he didn't catch that. Backwards. Bending over backward. Oh, for the love of it. It's going to be one of those days on the show, huh? So that's what it's going to be. All right. This is just shameful, though. And I've said all I'm going to say about it, and I want to move on. There are just people who want to be unhappy in life. And this woman apparently is one of them. It's 9:18.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.